Hey, it's Delilah. Thank you for stopping by. I have put together some of my favorite radio moments here to share with you on our daily podcast. Delilah. Hey, it's Delilah. Maybe you're a young person. Maybe you're in grade school or junior high or high school or college. I used to think people in college were adults. That's when I was young. And I was, you know, that young person. Now that I'm old, I think of college kids as kids because I'm old. But I love young people. I love young adults. I love my kids who are young adults. I only have two children that are still minor children. One is about to turn 8 and one just turned 15. It's weird, I tell you. I'm used to having 7 or 8 kids in the house, and now I have 4. 2 young adults and my 2 minor kids. So if you are a young person, I welcome you. Annabella, welcome to the Delilah Show.
I wanted to dedicate a song to my mom. Her name's Jennifer.
You sound like you're about to have a heart attack. Take a deep breath here.
Yeah.
Deep breath. Shake it out. Okay. Now, tell me what you want to tell me.
My mom, she listens to your show every night, and I kind of want to like, dedicate a song to her.
Hi, Mama. What do you want to tell her, Annabella? By the way, I love your name. Are you as beautiful as your name implies?
Yeah, thank you.
That is a beautiful name. I picture you with like this sweet, almost carved-looking, beautiful face. Like you're just very, very tender-hearted.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know if that's really you. You could be a big goofball like me, but that's just what your name and your voice implies. Tell me what I can do for you and Mama. What do you want to hear?
Well, I just kind of want to, like, dedicate a song. I just kind of want to hear a song because she's always just been there for me, and she's always just supported me, and she's always just been there for me, and she's really helped me.
How old are you?
11.
Oh my gosh, you are so sweet. What a good kid you are. I will play a song for you and Mama. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hi, is this Chris?
Yes, it is.
Chris, this is Delilah. What can I do for you?
Oh, I just wanted to call about that. There's a special person in my life, and her name's Beth. We met in high school, which is where we're still at, but we kind of started off kind of weird, where it was hard to talk to each other and things like that, and we've slowly gotten over that, and she's an awesome person. She's one of those girls that the second she walks in the room, your heart's either beating twice as fast or it's skipping a beat. You just can't tell because you're so busy looking at how beautiful she really is.
Now, do you think that happens to everybody, or is it just a special effect she has on you?
Oh, it's just that special effect she has on me. We've hung out a lot lately, and she's absolutely amazing. I couldn't ask for somebody more special.
So, what can I do for this wonderful woman, young lady, who has captured your imagination and makes your heart go woo 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 every time she walks by?
Yeah, if you could play a song, maybe just. Give us a little song. Maybe we can, every time we hear it, we'll think of each other. That'd be awesome.
Now, are you going to different colleges next year? What are you doing?
Well, she'll still be in high school, and then I'll be an incoming senior, so we'll still have one more year together until I go away to college.
So you've got to make the most of this summer
and next year.
But you're not going to let that throw you off track with your studies?
Oh, yeah, hopefully not. No, that would
raise your right hand and repeat after me.
All right.
I, Chris, do solemnly swear.
I, Chris, do solemnly swear.
Not to let this little love thing.
Not to let this little love thing.
Take my focus off my studying.
Take my focus off my studying.
You promise?
I promise.
To the best of your ability, anyway.
Yeah.
Haley, what can I do for you?
I want to play a song for my mom and my people who are, like, helping me right now because lately I've been having depression and I have an eating disorder. and stuff like that. And I've been having a really hard time. And I just want to play a song for all the people who've been praying for me and who have been out there just to help me.
So are you in a treatment program now?
Yeah, the doctors right now are thinking about an intensive treatment program. And
you recognize that you have a problem?
Yeah.
And you recognize that you need help?
Yeah.
You know, it took me a long time. I was probably in my late 20s before I made the connection in my mind that it doesn't matter what other people think of me. It doesn't matter if they think I'm pretty. It doesn't matter if they think I'm thin. I need to be in good shape for my health's sake and my heart's sake, not for what other people think of me. But I was, like you, consumed with what other people thought. And then I realized that the one who created the mountains and the earth and everything beautiful created me perfectly.
Yeah.
And I don't have to measure up to anyone else's expectations.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, everything became perfectly clear. Just the way you are is the way that God made you, and you are good enough.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, you can stop fussing so much about trying to appeal to others. Don't try to find solace or joy in what other people think. Find your joy in what God says. And He says He loves you just the way you are.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
You focus on trying to understand that, and I'll find a song for you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye, honey. Hi, who is this?
Hey, Delilah, this is Mike.
Mike, welcome. What can I do for you?
First of all, I just want to say that I love your program. I've been listening to it since I was about 12 years old, and it's helped me through some really tough times.
And how old are you now, Mike?
I'm 18.
So what can I do for you tonight?
I'd like to talk to you about the strongest, biggest inspiration in my life, which has been my mother. Let's see, start from the beginning. When I was 4, my mother adopted me and my 2 sisters because she wasn't able to have kids of her own. So she adopted me and my biological sisters all at the same time.
And so how many siblings?
I have 2 sisters.
Wow.
Yeah.
So mom took on a whole lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing if you were in foster care, that means you had come from a bad situation.
Yes, very bad situation.
So you came with a little bit of baggage.
I have to say a lot. For the next couple of years of my life, I blew them off and just started doing all types of illegal juvenile acts. And because of her now, I'm going to college. I have a steady job. I'm working. I live in my own place. And I haven't touched any type of drugs or alcohol in months, and most of them in a year. And because of this woman, I'm finally living life and loving life instead of dead.
So what was the turnaround for you? What happened in your heart that you decided that wasn't the life you wanted?
She taught me how to love myself. I never knew what love was, and she came into my life, and no matter how hard I tried to push her away.
And what's your mama's name?
Christine.
I will play a song to honor her.
I think that'd be great.
I so hope you have enjoyed these radio moments as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. I'll share more with you each weekday on Hey, It's Delilah.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th.
hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decisions,
and the Good Brothers, Wallow 267, and Gilly the Kid,
just to name a few. Go get your tickets right now. BlackEffect.com/podcastfestival. We'll see you Saturday, April 27th.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.